This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
And I'm here with Max George. How you doing, buddy?
Really good, thanks, mate.
Mate, it's been emotional, hasn't it? We've just had an emotional 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, we are. I feel drained now.
So just during that song, me and Max thought, you know what, we're just gonna squeeze in a cheeky game of FIFA, which you can watch on my YouTube channel. And that was a end-to-end emotional affair.
It was. I thought M. George up front stole the show.
We basically put Max and his former bandmates all into the Barcelona team.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. Just leading the line on your own. Which also sort of brings us nicely, because of course you are now on your own.
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's been...
It was a match sort of poetic of career, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, 4 years since, the band stopped. So been writing songs ever since and just ready to do it now.
How different is it, obviously, going alone compared to being part of a boy band?
I think what I've done is to... Because it was strange at first, because obviously I'd the other four just to kind of fall back on, and you're always there with your mates, so I've kept it very kind of close to me. So like, my tour manager is my best friend from school.
Yeah.
I set a label up with my dad, so it's all very close anyway, and that makes it feel like you're not just kind of on your own.
It is very much like your personal things. You're not relying on like record labels or
exactly. So it's nice, you're kind of in control of it yourself.
So when you're in the Wanted first split and you were going to go solo, what's different now to what was different when you first ventured out?
The experience of going through the Wanted and all of our success and stuff, I think you're kind of more ready and more settled about it, whereas before there was like, you were so nervous all the time, because we had no expectations, and whereas now I can kind of, because I've done a bit before and I've got some experience, I kind of a lot more relaxed about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of enjoy it more rather than be sort of scared all the time.
Also just more life experience as well.
So.
Like, because you did the Glee stuff.
I did.
How different was that, being in a boy band?
It was really different. It was mainly acting. And the hardest part for me was that I had to dance in it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a dancer, never have been, and I had to spend sort of like an extra 6 hours at the studio every day to try and learn from scratch, but it was really different, but again it was an amazing experience. So I loved every minute of it.
Did you finally get it?
Taught? They have to do a lot of takes, there's a lot of angles you can pick from, a lot of takes, but yeah, I did okay in the end, I think.
So when you see like what like the main goal is for you at the moment, like what are the things on the Max George bucket list that you want to be like ticking off?
I think obviously to start with, I hope Barcelona does well. I hope people like it, and then after that, I'd love to be able to tour and stuff again, because touring for me is like my highlight.
I guess also as well, like when you do your own tour, you've got full creative input of being able to do anything. I'm guessing like sometimes whenever I've spoken to like guys who've gone solo from boy bands in the past, is that they've had all these sort of ideas, but they kind of get sort of sterilized because of the whole boy band thing.
There's an element of that. I mean, sometimes like, like you say, creatively, whether that be staging or concepts or ideas for songs, like what we're writing, it can get quite heavy sometimes when there's five of you, but now that side of it's a lot easier.
And Barcelona, massive summer tune.
Thanks,
as well,
mate.
Which is ideal.
Thank you.
And the video, was that like loads of fun to do as well?
It was, yeah, it was great. We actually shot it in Portugal, not Barcelona. But yeah, it was great, and the crew were great, and Laura the surfer, she was awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, Max, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure, absolutely.
And make sure you go and check out the video on my YouTube channel, N60 Sean, because it is complete nonsense.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.